Hey folks, you happen to have checked into The Good Stuff, so thank you so much for joining us. We're excited about the good stuff that we have today. Good things like, if you're interested in ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture, are you looking for a single source for all that information? What if I told you Tri-State Livestock News offers all that and more every Saturday? No need to roam for information, just you, your coffee, and the latest in the livestock news. Sounds good, doesn't it? Stay informed, stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit them online at tsln.com. And again, you've joined Mike and Kim for a little bit of good stuff.
I have a couple more things in here. I know you've got something, so we're going to get to that. How do you know if you grew up in the Dakotas? All right, just a couple today.
Couple more.
You or someone you know was a beef queen or dairy princess at the county fair. You were a South Dakota Angus queen.
Yeah, so
I know that one.
And snow queen.
And you know that you grew up in the Dakotas if you know that combine is a noun. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay,
otherwise,
got
it, you could combine things together.
Right.
But a combine is, let's get the harvest done.
Yeah, so, that's right.
What do you have?
Okay, first I'm going to blow your mind with this. It is a proven fact that if your parents don't have kids, neither will you.
Yeah, that's just biology, isn't it?
Well, I guess so. Susan Few sent that in, and I thought that was hilarious. Here's a poem for the day. When I am old, I will wear soft gray sweatshirts and a bandana over my silver hair, and I will spend my Social Security checks on wine and my dogs. I will sit in my house on my well-worn chair and listen to my dogs breathing. I will sneak out in the middle of the warm summer night and take my dogs for a run if my old bones will allow. When people come to call, I will smile and nod as I show them my dogs and talk of them and about them. The ones so beloved of the past, and the ones so beloved of today. I will still work hard cleaning after them, mopping and feeding them, and whispering their names in a soft, loving way. I will wear the gleaming sweat on my throat like a jewel, and I will be an embarrassment to all, especially my family, who have not yet found the peace in being free to have dogs as your best friends. These friends who always wait at any hour for your footfall and eagerly jump to their feet out of a sound sleep to greet you as if you are a god with warm eyes, full of adoring love and hope, and that you will stay. I'll hug their big, strong necks. I'll kiss their dear, sweet heads and whisper in their very special company. I look in the mirror and I see I am getting old. This is the kind of person I am and have always been. Loving dogs is easy. They are a part of me. Please accept me for who I am. My dogs appreciate my presence in their lives. They love my presence in their lives. When I am old, this will be important to me. You will understand when you are old, if you have dogs to love too.
Well, there you go. Well, you've left me with enough time that I have to do a couple more of, you know, if you grew up in the Dakotas.
Okay, things. Go for it.
All right. You know you grew up in the Dakotas if you let your older siblings talk you into putting your tongue on a steel post in the middle of winter or touching an electric fence to see if it's on.
Yep.
All right. You might have grown up in the Dakotas if you think Lutheran and Catholic are the major religions of the world.
Yeah. There you go.
I'll do one more of those.
Okay.
All right. You know that creek rhymes with pick.
Crick.
Or crick rhymes with pick. Okay. You go.
Okay. Now, actually, I got that trained right out of me, and it's Washington, too. Just FYI,
there
everybody.
You go.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, dumber than your average bear. While visiting Yellowstone National Park some years back, my friend and I met with a ranger who was in charge of maintaining order in the campsites. He showed us how to operate the new garbage cans. The complex models had a rotating upper section and a special door designed to keep out hungry bears. Impressed, I asked the ranger whether the fortified cans were working as intended. He shook his head with a smile. "Not really," he said. "We're finding considerable overlap in the intelligence of the smartest bears and the dumbest campers." Guy Nelson sent that. I thought that was pretty clever.
There's a slight crossover there, huh?
Yep, there's too much of a crossover, perhaps. Hey, folks, there you go. A little bit of good stuff to soften up your day a little bit.
If you want to share something on the good stuff, be sure to send that to kimhburge@gmail.com. And tune in again for another edition of The Good Stuff.